Hi, today I'm talking with Scott Brown from Scott Brown Recruiting. How are you today, Scott?
Good, Anthony. How are you today?
Excellent. Thank you, Scott. Scott, I'm really interested about human resources and about recruitment. I guess a lot of small business owners go out to the marketplace at some point and they grow their business a little bit, and then all of a sudden they realize they need somebody to help them in their business. Have you got some tips that you can sort of help our small business owners to understand what's a great way to find the right person to help them in their business?
Absolutely. And really, you know, it's just one of those critical things that happens that you need to grow your business, and you need to grow it with the people either around you or to bring them into your business. So, yeah, absolutely. Having an idea on how to go about it is fundamental stuff. Really, though, first things first, look at your business. Who have you got there? What do you have there? You may have people there already that you're working with. You need to understand what's going on in your business, first of all, before you can really go out to market and go out and find an employee out there. So looking at what your business is, who you've got in the business, and really what that position is for. And when I say position, this is like the role that we're going out to find a person to fill. So what do we have there? Are we able to perhaps move people around? And that is taking someone, say, from the sales floor for an admin position or vice versa, or shifting positions around that will create a position, or maybe not necessarily so. It could solve the particular problem that you're having. But really, let's look at the fact that we are that you're looking to hire somebody. So can someone else fill that role? First question we need to ask. Second of all, who or what is outside of your business that can come in and fill the role, and how are we going to find them? Is that person going to fit into your business, the culture of your business, you know, the personalities, you know, the attitudes, the fun that you're having in that business? Is a person going to come in and fit that perfectly? And those are kind of key questions that you'll ask yourself, first of all, really, before you start thinking about hiring.
Okay, so let's assume for the moment I've looked at the people in my business and I've realized, no, I definitely do need a new person to fit a specific sort of a role. How can I sort of make sure that I attract and hire the right person?
This is where it gets challenging, I guess, for many small businesses. Is how do we do it? How do we go out there? How do we find the right person? Well, really just looking at fundamentals of essentially recruitment. And look, I've been in recruitment for 12 years and I can rattle off a whole process and things like that, but when it comes to simplicities of doing it, we need to understand, first of all, we need to create a job description. So we need to identify exactly what's going on in this new role. How are they going to work? What are they going to do? And most importantly, how are they going to be measured on it? By measured, you know, what are the successes that you want to get out of this person moving forward? As a salesperson, for example, you want them to bring in 10 new clients a year, or if it's an admin person, get positive feedback from suppliers and customers. So get those fundamentals together. You've got a job description put together. And then it comes the obvious thing of really putting yourself out there, out into the big wide world and seeing who's out there. So whether it's putting a job onto a, you know, one of those job boards like Seek or My Career, or whether it's, you know, a simple sign in the window or a newspaper ad or something like that, it gives you exposure out there into the marketplace. And the marketplace is really the candidates, the people that are out there who could, in fact, be a potential employee for you. So you go out there, you source these people. So source, you locate, you find these really good people, and they start applying, and you start going through resumes, cover letters, and you start picking through people. You start then to identify the right people, interview, and then there's a process that continues from there. But you get those fundamentals right. When it comes to the interview, you're really in a good situation, and you can really move pretty quickly from that point.